Welcome to an episode of the Casual Combo Podcast. I am your host, Nasika. And this is just a personal audio letter. I wanted to come on here today because I don't know if you can tell, but my voice is not the same because I've had a little cold for the past week, and today is like the first day that my voice is coming back to life. I was a little concerned. I was like, the way I was feeling, it felt like I was losing the battle. You know, like my body was trying to give up on me. But the Most High is so good. So anybody who follows me on social media, which on Instagram I posted, my Instagram is actually the lovely Nasika. I posted on there and I said, please, I appreciate anyone who prays for me to get better. And I'm telling you, as soon as I did that, I prayed for myself as well. I started the next day spitting up some mucus and it was just coming out. So I needed that. I had like a little bit of a head cold. It felt like a humming headache. My eyes were feeling really heavy when I woke up, you know, for a few mornings. And I don't know, it was just weird. I wasn't really coughing and I wasn't really sneezing or blowing my nose crazy. Nothing like that. It was just my voice was gone. I didn't have a sore throat. You know, I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. But my mucus, not to be so TMI, but it was light green. I was talking to my sis, Miss B, and she said she had the same thing like last month. And she would spit up like a light green color, and no lying, like if we turned the light off, as she said, it would probably glow in the dark. That's how light green it was. It was like the weirdest thing. So I'm just so thankful that I'm starting to get over it. And this is really, you know what, honestly, it's hard to determine like what causes these things. My friend, she also told me that maybe cheese was a problem. Like, I like to call myself vegan because like 98% of the time I'm vegan, but for the past, well, it was like maybe almost 2 weeks ago now, I was eating pizza. I had craving for pizza, and I know that's just like the last bit of, you know, I already gave up meat for like 2 months, but the whole cheese and bread thing was a real, that's hard, you know, it's like my struggle. However, I found a new spot that I'm going to try in the future. That's vegan cheese, vegan pizza. I'm really looking forward to it. But I bring all that up to say is because the cheese can cause like mucus and things of that nature. So just really being mindful of what we eat and how we take care of ourselves is truly and truly important. So yeah, I just wanted to come on here and just really remind you all that if we don't stay in the mindset of praising the Most High in all the things that we have going on, we'll get so caught up in our flesh. It's so easy to get caught up in our flesh. And I kind of was going through that. And it wasn't nothing major. I mean, also compared to most, it's like, oh, that was nothing. But to me, when you know better, you do better, you know? And you do what you want to do because you can. And that is a problem in itself. And honestly, I don't want to be like that. I want to completely know the truth, you know, stand strong, 10 toes down in the truth, and make the right choices. Because it's the truth of the matter is, if it ain't good for us, why even entertain it anymore? As little as a cheesy pizza. You know, cheese is really not good for us. It's really not. Let me look that up. is cheese ultimately bad for us? Let's see. So, I had to take a break. It was the mucus was coming up. I'm just talking about cheese, you know. Listen, ultimately, cheese comes from a cow's milk, and I personally do not like to drink cow's milk. But if I'm eating the cow's cheese, I am a hypocrite. All right, it's not good. It's, you know what? I don't know about for all of you, but for me, it's no good for me. It doesn't do nothing for me. I don't want to get into like the whole, you know, in depths of like for humanity. For me, it's not good for me, and I'm going to leave it alone. But the fact of the matter is, staying true to what the Most High tells, like what He tells you, what He shows you, what you know to be true. You know He talks to you in ways that only you understand, and just give Him that glory. Like, don't, you know, it's going to be a time when we're so involved in our work, which is our work should always involve the Most High in some way, some form. We can't be afraid to bring Him up in moments. You know when it's a time to like bring up the fact of the matters, or when it's a good opportunity to plant a seed in someone who may be losing faith, who may be feeling lost, who may not be a believer until they actually hear from you. So we have to, you know, not get so caught up in work, like in a fleshly sense, like, oh, I need to do this for my bills, I need to do this for my family, oh, I need to do this so I can go travel, or I need to do this because I just want to have my stuff together, you know, I, like, no, let me bring you back to earth, because you in the sky somewhere floating around, looking crazy. So, and when I say that to you, I'm saying that for myself. So I came across this scripture today, which I thought was really powerful, which is 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18. You know what? Let me get the whole thing. Let me just, because I was going to read part of it, but I think it's so fitting to read the whole thing. So, 1 Thessalonians 5. And 16 to 18. Yeah, it's powerful. All right, it reads. Let me clear my throat. It reads, "Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of our God, our Father, Abba, in Christ Yeshua, the Messiah, concerning you." And all things that we do is supposed to give glory, give praise. That's what we're created to do, is to worship and praise His holy name. Like, me being able to jump on here to press record, how can I not give glory? How can I not give praise to my Heavenly Father for giving me the mercy that I really don't deserve, for giving me the grace to repent and to worship Him in the truth and in spirit, spiritually seeking Him, spiritually talking to Him by meditating on his holy, precious word. We have guardian angels that are with us right now. I got one, you have one. They're recording everything. So by the time Judgment Day comes, they're going to be our witness. Where we can't even say anything. We won't even be able to talk. We'll just have to stand there and let him pour out all the good and all the bad. Like, that is mind-blowing. Then to have Christ come like the judge to determine if yay or nay. Come on. You gotta really believe. You gotta really, really believe and know how serious it is. How serious the spiritual realm is. Honestly. We have to be patient, you know, onto the day of the coming of the Lord. And we have to make sure we are dressed up as it is our wedding day. Okay? Because he is that precious fruit, that everlasting water that's coming to this earth to do away with all the rotten fruit. All the pestilence and sickness. You know? We have to have patience. We have to, like, examine our hearts. Excuse me. We have to. Because if not, we'll regret it. And it'll be a regret like nothing you've ever experienced before. Excuse me. But I just want to come over here and on here and speak really quick 10, 15 minutes. But I have to go. I'm starting to cough now. But thank you for listening. Take care. Have a good night. Thank you.